Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. If you've been listening to our previous podcasts on sales whiplash, you get it. Sales whiplash is not something you want your sales organization to experience. So how can you tell if you're headed down that road? In our experience, there are four signs that, if left unchecked, can spawn inconsistent revenue that we call sales whiplash. Number one, the hockey stick. Number two, the sales trap. Number three, UFO, or unidentified failing objectives. And number four, deadwood. Today, we're going to talk about number one, what we call the team hockey stick. The team hockey stick is the most common form of sales whiplash. It's caused by a sales team habitually closing little to no revenue in the early stages of a reporting period, the first few weeks of a month or the first few months of a quarter, and then slowly starting to bring in more revenue until a steep revenue jump occurs. If you're listening to this podcast on our blog, take a look at the figure below. If you're listening to this podcast elsewhere, imagine a hockey stick. When you look at that hockey stick, you should notice that the blade represents the first week of the month or the first month of the quarter. What do you notice about it? It's horribly flat. No one is producing revenue. There's only prospects. Which begs the question, if there's no revenue, what is everyone on your team doing? In my experience, this flat period is often caused by sales teams that are, one, resting because they've had a busy end of the previous period. Two, onboarding all the clients that they've previously closed in the last period. Three, prospecting because their funnel is dry. Four, on vacation because, hey, you can't go away at the end of the period. Five, reorganizing because the start of that month or the quarter is always a good time to reorganize files, territories, desks, pipelines, sales processes, or compensation plans. Or six, in training meetings, account review sessions, quarterly business reviews, and all other internal business meetings that were put off because last week was the end of the month or the end of the quarter or the end of the year. As the period lumbers on, revenue starts to trickle in and the hockey stick slowly begins to skew upwards. It happens slowly at first, gradually building towards the end of the period, and then in the last days of that reporting period, there's a frantic push for revenue. Many companies get this done quite literally through brute force. Teams are working 60 to 80 hours a week. Executives travel frantically to prospect sites, and inside sales teams are chasing down lead after lead, picking up every penny to make sure the quarter or the monthly or the annual sales goals are met. You know, I remember one year during a New Year's Eve dinner party at my house, my best friend was monitoring her email for deals closing until 11:59 p.m. that night. While our dinner guests applauded her for being a real trooper, I quietly wondered, why weren't these deals closed a week ago?
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.